come to town a little bit, but not much.
I see. A couple of years in high school?
No, it wasn't that long. It wasn't a year, I don't reckon, in high school.
And what I'd like to do is ask you just to tell me what you remember about things like the different buildings that you had on the farm when you were a boy, where you kept the cattle and where you keep the tools and things like that.
Well, we had a barn. Of course, it was mostly mules at that time, and it was cows. And had a barn there then, and of course we had a house we lived in. That is when I was growing up.
That's what I'm interested in.
That's
what I'm interested in.
Yes.
What you remember when you were a boy.
Yeah, and we moved to my grandmother's place. Well, we moved from below the church there at home at that time down to our home place. Uncle John bought that. And then we stayed there several years, and then we moved across the creek then to my grandmother's place. Well, over there is where my dad and uncle both died at.
I see.
They died less than 50 years old.
Oh, I see.
And we thought that at that time, you know, the people were getting kind of old.
50 was pretty old.
Yeah, it was. But we moved back over there then, at our home place. And we stayed there then until all of us married off. And my mother and sisters then, they bought a place in town and moved to town and sold that place out there.
I see.
So that's why my sister's in town now, I guess.
I see. I'm still there. Where did you keep the hay that you cut?
They kept it in the barn there. They had a hay shed, we called it. And I reckon Uncle John was the first and bought a hay baler. And back down, it'd been years ago, I just can't remember.
Sure.
And he bought a two-horse hay baler. And of course you had to feed it and tie it out, you know. So now this day and time, George, all you got to do is sit up on the tractor and it'll do the work.
Even the tractor's air conditioned.
That's right, that's right.
I wonder if, now that you mentioned the baler, would you tell me how you'd cut the hay and what you do with it?
We cut it with a mower, mule mower at that time, and had a mule rakes. And I don't know too much about it before he bought this baler. I reckon they stacked it.
Uh-huh.
I've seen a lot of stacks of hay.
When they cut it, they stack it?
Well, they put it in a wheat on a windrow and in a shock. And then they put it 8 or 10 loads maybe in a stack, what they call a stack.
I see. How would they have a pole?
They'd have a pole and it'd sit down on the ground and then just pile hay all the way around it, and on the size of one.
I see. How high would that be, about?
About 10 or 15 feet high.
Be that high?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you ever see anything that they might put poles in the ground and then some poles like this and stack hay around it?
I believe I have seen that.
I wonder what that was called.
I don't know.
Does a rick sound, a hay barrack or a hay rick?
I don't know what it was called, but I believe I've seen that. I remember something about it.
I saw this picture in the commercial appeal the other day of an old hay rake. I suppose this was the kind that you had.
Yeah, it is.